Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe. Now it's mid-January. We've had a relatively mild winter. I love to ski, but I've only been out a couple times given the lack of snow, although the snows, mountains are, of course, you know, making snow. But it is hard to believe it's already January 16th. And 17th, we're flowing into 2016. Of course, I'm dating myself, but just seems like yesterday when we were talking about Y2K, and here we are 16 years later. National championship game has come and gone. Of course, we have Martin Luther King Day coming up. Last week's show was very interesting. We had Lori Myers from Granite State Naturals on, and that's the store that's right near Botwell. So after you do bowl three strings, go over and get the Granite State Naturals. But Lori Myers was talking about the importance of eating natural foods and the connection between eating and overall health. And of course, you've all heard me say this a million times, but you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And of course, my real job is as CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. Although I love my radio work, I again want to thank my colleague Ken Kale for allowing me to guest host a week ago Friday. Had a great time. The weekend show affords us an opportunity to get the oral health message out, and as well as to highlight community partners. So this weekend with me, January 16th and 17th, depending on when you're listening to it, is Deb Berkschneider, who is the dental clinic manager at the Concord Hospital Dental Clinic, and Deanne Pelletier, who is the Concord Hospital Trust Foundation and Corporate Relations Officer. Deanne, that's quite a title there. But congratulations for having a long title. That's good.
Thank you.
and thank you, ladies, for coming in this weekend. I really appreciate it. It might be good. I think it actually very important if we can kind of take a step back and talk about the Family Health Center, its mission and eligibility and so forth. So I think just to level set the audience, I think starting from square one would be great. So whoever would like to start with there, the mission and who's eligible, et cetera.
Okay. My name is Deb Berkschneider, and as you said, I am the dental clinic manager. And our mission is to improve the oral health of low-income teens and adults in the Concord area. The dental clinic achieves this by providing basic dental services for people with no access to dental care in our community. The patients that are eligible are low-income and or Medicaid-insured teens, ages 13 and up. Our practice is primary adults. We serve most of the patients from Family Health Center as well as Riverbend Community Mental Health Center.
And where are you located?
We are located on Concord Hospital's campus in the Family Health Center in the Yeeple Building.
Now, if someone's listening to this and they think that they are eligible, should they call first?
They need to be an established patient of the Family Health Center in order to be a patient in the dental clinic.
Okay, and so the number there is 227-7035?
That's correct.
Great. So what services does the, if you, assuming you are eligible, what services does the dental clinic provide?
We provide relief of acute dental pain. Simple extractions, however, most of the extractions that we do perform are not simple because patients have no access to dental care. So by the time they come to us, the extractions are very, very severe. We provide x-rays, dental fillings. We provide dentures and partials. And of course, we provide preventative services, which are cleanings, fluoride treatments, and oral hygiene instructions.
Now, you've been doing this for 18 years, correct?
I have.
So what trends have you seen over the last two decades? Are things getting better, I hope? We're different.
Actually, I would say no, they're not getting better. It's a real big problem because patients do not have access to dental care. They have no dental insurance. They can't afford the dental services in private practices. There are no access other dental facilities for them.
So they lack a dental home,
yes.
which is really correct. Let's pause here for a second, Deanne. So you have a broader role at the hospital as the foundation and corporate relationships officer. So tell us what you do and how you got into that.
Thank you. Yes. One of the things that I do is be the grant writer for Concord Hospital. So whatever money we raise at Concord Hospital Trust supports programs and services at Concord Hospital. One of the main fundraising avenues is the Family Health Center for us because this is a wholly subsidized clinic that the hospital subsidizes as well as uses philanthropic support to bring its mission to community members. Foundations and trusts oftentimes, as well as other corporations and charitable arms of organizations, have a Community Reinvestment Act component of their community giving back to the community. So we have been very lucky to receive funding from organizations for our dental clinic and the Family Health Center to help to satisfy that Community Reinvestment Act that the organization has.
Now, you've been doing this since joining the team like in 2001. So what trends have you seen over the last 15 years or so?
Well, in the fundraising arena, we had some pretty substantial gains over the last few years as the market has come back. We had some dips around 2007, 8, and 9 when the market was down and foundations and trusts were not able to provide the funding that they had in the past. But we're seeing that come back. We're excited about that.
Were you involved in the Payson Center capital campaign?
I was.
So tell us about that. That must have been, it was very successful, obviously. But I know being involved in a lot of capital campaigns from Human Services to Food Bank to arts, fundraising is never easy, even for compelling causes. So what was your trick to the success? A lot of hard work?
Absolutely. I would say probably the biggest key to the success of the capital campaign was the many, many volunteers that came together and served on committees and worked in different ways to bring others together and funders to support the work of the chair folks of the capital campaign. Originally, we had started out to raise between $7 and $8 million, and we were able to raise $10.5 million to build the cancer center, which was terrific. It was amazing to see the community come together for the capital campaign.
Yeah, we definitely rally around in the Concord and the greater Concord community. That's great. Okay, back to Deb. So, assuming you're eligible, what is the cost, and is Healthy Kids and Medicaid accepted?
Yes, the cost is our fees are Medicaid fees, so they're very much less than private practice fees. Most of our patients pay nothing because Concord Hospital has a financial assistance program, so our patients are basically getting free dental care. Children, of course, we see children ages 13 and up, and they are covered by Medicaid, so we do bill Medicaid for that, for the children that we do see. Adult patients, Medicaid does not pay for dental services other than surgical extractions.
Now, you'd mentioned that there are many of the folks that come to the clinic lack a dental home, mm-hmm. And maybe things haven't really gotten better over the last 2 decades, although, of course, the Endowment Health in the late 90s chose oral health as its primary theme, and I know our own Northeast Delta Dental Foundation tries to give back as much to the community as we can for the underserved, as you put it, the citizens that don't have dental insurance. Do you think there's an educational component too, which is that people may not realize that this, pardon the expression, but the mouth is part of the body, and without good oral health, you're not going to have that good overall systemic health and those types of relationships.
I do agree with that. I think a lot of these patients live in rural areas or outside areas that they just don't have access to oral health and medical, and it does affect their oral health. And yes, I think that they've not been taught that medical and oral health go together. And again, I think it's the access problem.
Yeah, that's so critical that people understand that connection. Now, your career, you began and you were a dental assistant and worked in general practices in the Nashua and Manchester area.
Mm-hmm.
So what motivated you to, you know, get into sort of this underserved population position?
I have a heart for these patients. When I first started out in dental assisting, I had to do my internship in an area that in the Nashua area at a school, and I saw how there was no access for patients way back then, 20, 30 years ago. So I just developed a heart for it, and then through my experience of working for oral surgeons and periodontists, I just knew that I could provide better or be an assistant to help in a better way.
Now, the dentists who work at the Family Health Center and Dental Clinic, I know Dr. Shannon Mills, who works with me at Northeast Delta Dental, works, you know, part-time there, as well as maybe a few, some other dentists I know, like Dr. Behrman. Are these volunteers, and they just come see you and volunteer?
No, they are contracted with us, and they are paid to work for us.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will return at the commercial break with Deb Berkschneider and Ian Pelletier from the Family Health Dental Clinic. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffia with you on this January 18th and 19th. And just for my running, the 16th and 17th. For my running friends, I was thinking Martin Luther King Day, which is the 18th, but my running friends, don't forget, Sunday, January 17th, down in Bedford is the Snowflake Shuffle. So the running season has begun in earnest. And, of course, this year, the winter being not so bad, people are running more than actually skiing. So I just want to put a shout out that there is a race on Sunday, January 17th, down in Bedford in the corner of 114 and 101. With me this weekend is Deb Berkschneider, who is the manager and has worked at the Concord Hospital Family Health Center for 18 years, and Deanne Pelletier, who is a foundation and corporate relationship officer for Concord Hospital. And so, Deanne, we want to start with you on the second segment of our show and talk about the Concord Hospital's community benefits investment and also how you identify access, you know, and other needs in health and dental in the community.
Yes, thank you, Tom. Annually, Concord Hospital identifies community health needs through a number of avenues. We have stakeholder meetings. We do online surveys. We also send out through the mail to certain stakeholders within our primary service area, asking what are the health needs that they find most important to them or to their constituents. And every year we identify what those top health needs are. We put together programs and services to accompany those or to address those needs. And each and every year, certain ones rise to the top. As you can imagine, access and affordability of dental care nearly always is in the top three for needs for our community. Last year, or fiscal year 2015, which ended in September 30th, yes, at the dental clinic, we served 1,111 individuals, And of those individuals, we provided charity care in the sum of $98,170 to 474 people. So these are folks that had absolutely no opportunity to pay for their services, but Concord Hospital provided them through their financial assistance program.
And of course, folks without a dental home, this is so critical. And of course, those are great statistics, and but of course, there are people behind the statistics. So Deb, it might be good to, you know, in a composite way, describe, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 patients who perhaps their oral health was not so good when they came, and how they were improved their you improved their lives.
Certainly, thank you. First of all, our dental clinic is very small. It's 2 rooms, and we have a patient wait list of 300 people right now. So when patients call me, they're pleading to be seen because of dental problems, toothaches, and so on. This one particular woman, she was on the wait list for 1 year. She called, her name had come up, and we called her, and we got her in for an exam, x-rays, and so on, and basically all of her teeth needed to be extracted. We extracted 22 teeth on that particular patient, provided her with a denture, a full upper denture and a full lower denture. Yes, it's a denture, but it did more than just improve her health, her oral health. It changed her life. She called us in tears and just thanked us that for the first time in years, she has no pain. And also she was able to get
eat.
A job
yeah,
and
get
to
it.
Eat,
yeah.
Exactly, and to eat foods. And she was able to go out and get a job and smile and perform, and just her self-esteem alone had improved.
Now you make, you know, 2 or 3 really good points there. One is obviously an employer, you know, they may not say this during the interview, but mm-hmm. if someone has terrible looking teeth, it's going to be much more difficult probably to you know, to get the job. So you have those self-esteem issues, you have
Absolutely.
The employment issues, you have what I mentioned earlier before the break, the oral, overall systemic, mm-hmm. you know, relationship. And then also people don't realize if you can't bite down and chew, I mean, you're not going to be able to have fruit and vegetables. And of course,
Absolutely.
Then by not having the right foods, then you're creating a whole new mm-hmm. series of issues. So it sort of all comes together. And mm-hmm. I'm not surprised to hear that this woman, her life was changed. Just out of curiosity, so 22 teeth were removed. How old was this person?
This woman was 38 years old.
Okay, so that's a tragedy.
It is a tragedy.
38 years old. And as I say to when I'm out there making speeches, I mean, with fluoridated water, with access to dentists, brushing and flossing in between visits, I mean, these days, really, mm-hmm. people really shouldn't even get cavities. I have 4 kids, and, mm-hmm. you know, and they fortunately had access, and none of them have any, you know, cavities. And, of course, you know this, but there's that progression from a filling to a crown to false teeth or whatever, and so at age 38, I mean, that definitely does make the point that certainly we have not yet solved the oral health mission the way we should. Can you give another example?
Certainly. Again, we have a lot of patients that have been on the wait list, and I express that only because that's how patients get in. They wait. So we have patients calling, pleading, and this other particular person, an older person, really needed to get a job badly. She had a job interview. She had been on the list. Her name did not come up. She called and said, "Can I please come in? I have a job interview. I've lost my front tooth. I cannot go for my job interview with this lost tooth." So we arranged the schedule, made room for her to come in, and she was evaluated. And fortunately, we have very skilled dentists, and they were able to fabricate it's called a flipper. It's a replacement of one tooth. And they were able to fabricate that and rush it with the lab that we work with to have it back in 2 days. So she
In time for the interview.
In time for the interview. So she came in, got her flipper, called us a week later, and she had gotten her job. So again,
what a great story. Self-esteem, economics, getting a job, and you know, maybe with her new employer, maybe the employer has dental insurance for the employees. Mm-hmm. And then so it can be a vicious circle the wrong way if you're not employed and don't have dental coverage. Mm-hmm. It can also work the other way if you're, because of your efforts, this person gets a job, their company probably has some form of dental insurance, and maybe now she has a dental home. Do you want to give a third story?
Sure. We have, we work with the emergency room as well at the Concord Hospital. So we have a lot of patients that go there that don't have a family home, a dental home, and they also are not eligible for our dental clinic. But because we work with the emergency room, when patients go there in the middle of the night with a dental problem, usually an abscess, they have nowhere to go to have that abscess taken care of. So the emergency room will get them on an antibiotic. They call us first thing on Monday morning if it's a weekend, and they ask if we can see this patient, and we do. So this patient has been to the emergency room 3, 4, 5 times for the same tooth. Fortunately, they can come to us. We've gotten the tooth out because, again, we have very skilled dentists. So we're able to help even patients that are not eligible for the dental clinic working with the Concord Hospital.
That's awesome. And of course, you touch on an issue, of course, is that the dental problems seen in the emergency room, there's far too much of that. Of course, you know, we all recognize that that occurs when you're in pain and need triage. You know, that's where people go. So if we could solve this oral health sort of mission, then there'd be less oral health issues going to the emergency room, and the emergency room would be for, you know, other emergencies. So Deanne, you had mentioned, the Concord Hospital system identifies, you know, community needs. Obviously, dental remain, that's got to be still on your list, correct?
Yes, it is.
Along with probably, you know, mental health issues and drug and alcohol addiction and some of the more common things that we're aware of. Deb, getting back to you. So do you think, you've been at it close to 2 decades, are you optimistic? You mentioned that it probably hasn't improved much in 20 years, at least from where you sit. Mm-hmm. I think overall statistics in the state probably, I know, have improved, and vis-a-vis other states, we're actually at the higher end of the oral health index in a positive way. But what do you think is education and people getting jobs where their employer has dental insurance, is that part of the answer?
I think that could be part of the answer. I also think if we had more facilities like our facility throughout the state, patients would have access to oral health. They could get their education about oral health there, but most importantly, get treated and get on a regular visit, have a home.
Get a dental home. It's so crucial. Yes. And, my dentist friend always say this, you know, it's one thing to also go to the dentist, but then there's education, because no matter how good a dentist does for a patient, if the patient then isn't eating right and it's not brushing and flossing in between, mm-hmm. it's just other issues are going to appear. Deanne, back to you. So how do you see things in your job over the next 5 years, let's say?
Well, I think one of the keys is to identify those organizations that do fund family health center activities, dental clinics, to match up and show the need in our area. The family health center is a clinic within our area, but it's not federally qualified, so we don't qualify for some of the funding that, some others do. So identifying those organizations that would support our mission is our best bet.
So that's a challenge, but I know you're up for it. Well, this was very enlightening, and I'm going to have you back, and hopefully in a year or two the statistics will be better. Deb Bergschneider, who is a dental clinic manager, and Deanne Pelletier, who is the Concord Hospital Trust Foundation and Corporate Relationships Officer, thank you for joining me this January 16th and 17th.
Thank you.
Tom Raphael will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.